Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture lesson today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting with verse 10. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that's already been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible. For the day will disclose it, because it will be refined with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done. If what has been built on the foundation survives, the builder will receive a reward. If the work is burned up, the builder will suffer loss. The builder will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. This is the good news of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
My guess is this is the only worship service you could have come to today where you had dinner and a show. You know, I'm glad the last song they played, too, was In the Garden, because I wanted to talk to you about what's the deal with the Home and Garden Channel. I mean, I'm a guy in... The Home and Garden Channel should really hold no particular interest to me, but I am addicted to it. I don't know what it is about the shows like Trading Spaces, Flip This House, Designed to Sell, House Hunters would have any kind of hold on me, but they do. I mean, it's all about the house. You know, why would I be interested in decorating and buying and selling and redecorating and design? I mean, it really kind of makes no sense, but it has become addictive to many men. I think we've become way too comfortable with our feminine side. But for whatever reason, it really has taken effect. And I can tell you, we put our house on the market here recently. By the way, I have a lovely four-bedroom with a tree lot and pool in the backyard, if you're interested. When we put it on the market, I did the HGTV thing. I mean, we decluttered and we depersonalized, had a stager come in. And yet I can tell you, when I looked around, and first of all, the first thing that came to my mind is, why did we do all this for the next tenant? Why didn't we do it for us in the first place? But then the second thing that came to mind was, really, you know, this really isn't all about the house. Because the first thing that I pictured was the Christmas tree in the corner and the family gathered around. The things that I thought about were the relationships within those walls. Not the house itself, but the home that was in the house. The family that gathered, the loving relationships that were there. The lives that were built up in that particular place. And I can tell you, I realized that it's really not all about the house. It's about the home. It's about the lives that are within that building. And that's really what this campaign is all about. That's why we're here today. Because the things that go on in this place go far beyond what is built here. Far beyond phase one, two, and three. Far beyond buying the land. Far beyond starting Endow Middle School. It really is about the lives that are changed and the joy that is here and the families that have come to know and love one another and have shared that love with each other. As this scripture from 1 Corinthians says, that long ago Christ established the church on the rock of Peter, and the foundation of that church was Jesus Christ himself. The hope and the dream that Christ had just before he died was that his work would carry on. And so it would carry on in the life of those who would follow him, and it continues to carry on through this congregation, because there were people who caught that same dream and that same vision. People like Pete Robertson, who long before there was a congregation, a Stonebridge United Methodist Church, came up to this area and said, there needs to be a United Methodist Church in West McKinney. and they bought the land, and they sent a pastor, Don Smith, and Don started to gather the families together. And then we went from Dow Middle School into the property here, and we built phase one, which is this building, and then phase two and phase three, which is the Robertson Activity Center. And Christ placed that same dream in the hearts of a lot of folks, and that's why we've carried on. 15 years now later, the founders of this church made it the next steps, and we now carry it on the steps after that. But it's never really been about the house. It's never been about the buildings. It's about the lives within it and about the lives that have been changed through the life of this church. Did you hear those words from 1 Corinthians? Do you know? Do you realize that you are the temple of God? That it's really not the buildings. It's really about the lives within it. Do you realize that God's Spirit dwells in you? And as we move out as a congregation, a multiplication of the Spirit of God moves out with us. When we decided to name this campaign, God's House, Our Home, it really was saying that there's a dichotomy between this idea of the house of God, the building of God, and the home that is built here within it. And it's the home that's most important. Paul's first letter to Timothy, he called the house of God the household of God. And I love his play on words, because the household is the place of the family and of the love of the relationships. When I think of that, I think about growing up on Rosedale Street, and I think about going to church on Sunday morning, Mom running through the bedrooms, waking us all up and saying it's time to go to church. We went to the early service and then went to Sunday school. And then following that, we all went back home, all gathered in the kitchen, and we all fixed a big late breakfast. It was every Sunday, the same routine, and we couldn't wait for it to all happen. When Mother's Day came and we asked Mom what she wanted to do for Mother's Day, she said she wanted to go out for breakfast. It's not because she likes bacon and eggs. It's because she still loves that feeling of that time that we spent as a family there making that late, wonderful breakfast on Sunday morning. You see, it really isn't about the building. It's about the household. It's about the family. Later on, when I would go on to the youth group, I would realize it was that same thing, that I would leave that breakfast table where I learned all about love and being included and belonging to something and being responsible for being a mullet and all of that different kind of stuff that came. Now I was going on to church. I couldn't wait when I was a youth for Sunday morning to end and for Sunday evening to get there, because I wanted to be with those friends that were now this group, this family that told me that I belonged somewhere. And that I had responsibilities, and that I could be a part of a family that was beyond my own nuclear family. The relationships just continued to grow. You see, this campaign is really not about the buildings. It's not about the house of God. It's about the household of God. It's about being a family, about sharing the love and the relationships, about carrying this beyond our walls here and to share that with others. Peter, in his first letter, called the people of Christ living stones, because he said, you know, it's not about the stones of the church. It's not about the walls of the church. It's about building the spiritual nature within people so that they can then go out into the world to share the Spirit of God that's within them. And I think that's why we come on Sunday mornings and we come to Sunday school, and we come to worship, and we come to our Bible studies, and we are a part of our small groups, and we continue to look for ways in which we can recognize what it means to be a part of this family, being those living stones. Because Christ built the church on the rock of Peter, saying that I'm going to be the foundation, and you're going to continue to build on that foundation, that you're going to create a household, a family, so that other people can know that there is a love in their lives that goes beyond anything that they've ever experienced in their own lives, and that they can then become those living stones that move out into the world to continue to work on doing what Christ did when he came to this earth, and that is to love and to care for people. Don't think for a moment that when you make a decision to be a part of this campaign, to give your pledge to God's house, our home, that it's not important and that it won't make a difference. And recognize, too, that no matter what your gift is, if it's small or if it's large, it is not frivolous. It is not insignificant. It means all the difference in the world for a family to gather together and all contribute to something that makes a difference in the world around you, to reach out to others and to say that I want you to recognize what it means to be a part of a family, a place where you belong, a place where you know that you're loved and you're cared for, a place that you know that you have responsibility as being a part of that family. Because let me tell you, this is the very work of God that we do here. It is a continuation of the work of Christ. It is taking that foundation that Christ built and carrying it on with others. It's deciding that we are the temple of God and that we can carry that temple on to others, being the household of the Lord and working on his kingdom, being the living stones that continue his work. Now, I'm going to give you the opportunity to share your gifts with the campaign. But first, let me ask a few of in our congregation to tell you why this congregation is a family and why it's been important to them. Watch this video. Then the band's going to play. And as they play, you can come forward and give your gifts. Put your pledge cards here in the baskets that are up front. If you need a pledge card, there are ones on the tables in the back.
In 1997, I moved here from Arkansas to live near my daughter and son-in-law. At that time, I knew one other family in McKinney, and that was Charles and Sandy Williams. And soon after I moved here, they invited me to come to church with them. They wanted me to see their new church that they were a part of. So I came to church with them, and of course, I was hooked. Then in July of that same year, I became the administrative assistant for the church and served in that capacity for 12 and a half years. And during this time, I saw the church go from 195 members when I first came to over 1,850 members this past year. This has been a real blessing to see the growth of the church, not only from the standpoint of members, but also from the beginning with the building where we met in a school, and then went into three phases of a building program to have what we have now. And then I became a part of the care team as the staff person for the care team during the time that I was on staff. And helping do the different things for the care team was a real blessing to me, to be with people during hardships and also during their joys. We served meals, we did all different types of things and still do. And then in 1999, I was on the receiving end of the care team when my daughter and son-in-law had triplets, because it took all of us to take care of three babies at once. And the care team came with meals. They brought people to help feed the babies. Some came even in the middle of the night to feed them. Some helped with laundry. Anything that was needed, they were there to do.
I guess growing up in Stonebridge United Methodist Church, it's been, you know, the church has been very important in my life. I've been here since Dow, since we started in Dow. And growing up, you know, every Sunday it was important, you know, kind of habitual just to get up and go to church. And it was kind of the family routine. And it, as soon as I got old enough to transfer into the youth program, it was kind of the same thing. It was very habitual and just seemed kind of the norm that every Wednesday after church I was at, or every Wednesday after school, I was at church. And I guess shortly after going to college, it kind of was an eye-opener that the church meant more than just that habitual getting up and going to do something. You know, the church was a family, it was a community, and it was a place that I could go and unwind and relax and not only just learn about Christ, the Bible, questions, answers, you know, anything, but it was a place to unwind about drama going on in my life as a kid, in my friend's life. It was a place to hang out, and it was a sanctuary away from school, away from stressful just nuisances that I guess kind of stressed out my life when I was younger.
So what makes Stonebridge United Methodist appeal to me, and I think a lot of other members, in the church is the missions and the outreach opportunities that we all have opportunity to take part in. Whether it's the Habitat for Humanity, Red Cross shelters, disaster recovery, Meals on Wheels, Living Water, Proacto Abrigio, Family Promise, Samaritan Inn, Hands Across Malvern, wheelchair ramp, building for seniors, or vacation Bible camp. No matter what, there's always something to get involved in. And why that is so appealing to me is because it really allows us to be the hands and feet of Christ. Christianity is not a discipline of being sedentary. It's going out into the community and showing God's love and showing Christ's desire to be one with others. And the minute that we stop doing that as a church, that minute we stop serving Him and we stop doing the things that we've been asked to do as Christians. Having a wonderful building and having a great campus is an excellent opportunity to do outreach, to host things like sports ministry, like vacation Bible camp. It's a great place for those missionaries, if you will, to come back, get their batteries charged, and then go back out in the community and do God's work. When I was asked to come in and talk about this, the way the question was posed to me is, what do missions mean to me? And I think the much more important question is, what do missions mean to those that we're doing our work for? Were it not for Stonebridge United Methodist Church and those that go out and do those things, there may not be anybody else to do those for those folks that we're helping. So the question being, what does missions mean to me? It means the world. And I think it means the world to Christ as well.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.